Thank you so much, Mary. Get Mary's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com. 42 right now in Colorado Springs, 37 in Monument, and 44 in the state's capital city of Denver. That is where we find Governor Jared Polis joining us now on the KRDO Newsline. Governor, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, it's great to be speaking with Southern Colorado, and I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, and let's get into it. A lot to discuss, and where are we at right now, would you say, as far as the state of the pandemic here in Colorado?
906 people currently hospitalized for COVID in Colorado. That's down from a high of about 1,600 about 4 weeks ago when we were extremely worried about exceeding our hospital capacity. So a little bit of room there now. Very high prevalence of COVID in all of our communities across the state. So people need to use extra care and wearing masks and avoiding socializing with people outside their home.
And Governor, I read the stats earlier in the half hour. We're looking at some continued good numbers when it comes to the overall lessening of the cases when it comes to COVID-19 across at least Southern Colorado. Is that part of that decision to move many of the counties to that level orange on the state's dial that you made effective on Monday?
Yeah, we had some time ago created a way that, for instance, restaurants and other places could open. Some counties like Douglas, opened their restaurants several weeks ago. Larimer, Mesa County, they never closed, which was good, and they did it in a safe way. But there were some counties where they just wanted to do it in mass. And so, it's good. And look, it's just use common sense. I mean, the single biggest risk factor in going to a restaurant is not that you're in a restaurant, it's who you go with. So if it's, six people from six different households and they're going out, doesn't matter whether they're in a restaurant or in a private home, very, very high risk activity. If you're going out to dinner with your family, you live together, that's low to moderate risk activity.
And Governor, as we look into 2021, what are some of the biggest keys to finally getting this pandemic under control? I know vaccines are going out, but what else needs to be done to get Coloradans back to some sense of normalcy?
Yeah, well, thank goodness. The end is in sight here. We're rapidly vaccinating folks. Right now, if you're 70 and up, you are eligible to be vaccinated. For us to get through that entire group will take 5 or 6 weeks to vaccinate everybody who's 70 and up. It's free. If anybody tries to charge you, that is a scam. Do not pay. It's probably not the real vaccine. Real vaccine is free. And you can, inquire with your local health hospital or community health clinic. We're also still in many areas finishing the healthcare workers who work around COVID patients. Obviously, they were some of the first people to receive vaccines in our state. Now, once we get there, we then move on to everybody else. But we have about 3/4 of all the deaths in our state are people age 70 and up. And after we protect our most vulnerable, we'll still tragically be losing people, healthy people in their prime in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. But it'll be a lot less people. And we just need to get through this until everybody's protected.
And Governor, I know you had COVID-19, not to the extent that the first gentleman Marlin did, but talk to us a little bit about what those symptoms were actually like from somebody who experienced them, since there's so much rumor or kind of misinformation about what COVID actually does to somebody.
So it's a really weird virus, and obviously scientists are just learning about it. It's only a year old. But I mean, in some people, they're asymptomatic or have minor symptoms. In other people that are perfectly healthy, they're on death's doorstep a week later, hospitalized, intubated, and some make it and some don't. So really strange virus. I had a mild case, some loss of smell and taste. That's a common symptom. Uncomfortable for a few days, but not very sick. Marlin was hospitalized for 2 days and thankfully was one of the fortunate ones. Didn't need to be intubated, got out just fine, but they used the anti-inflammatory steroid treatment, which works in some cases, and thank goodness it worked. But every day, as I said, we're losing people of all ages to this, and it's not a bug you want to get, and you don't want to roll the dice with it.
And Governor, we have a lot of news outside of COVID. What were some of the biggest takeaways that you saw from 2020 in Colorado, and what do we have to look forward to outside of the COVID pandemic for 2021?
Well, I'm excited about this year because finally we can move, past this pandemic. You know, as long as we're careful the next few months as the vaccines take hold, we will be able to enjoy our summer and fall and next winter in a much more normal way. I think everybody is eager to recover. I think we're going to have a strong recovery because I think there's a lot of folks that are, you know, putting off their tourism and there's a lot of pent-up demand across the country and the world to come to Colorado. We obviously have some tourism now, not as much as normal, but I think that there'll be a lot of demand. People will be very, very happy, and our small businesses will bounce back, and many are figuring out new ways to operate that can reduce their costs, and companies are, you know, reducing their office space and allowing more people to work from home.
And I know there was some visitations here in Southern Colorado today. There was a group from the Pentagon continuing to look at the local area and Peterson Air Force Base as well as they continue to make that determination for Space Command. Has your office been involved with some of these talks with the Pentagon and the Defense Department to make sure that these jobs stay where they should be here in the Colorado Springs area?
Absolutely. I think there were just two members of the official visit. It was delayed from a few weeks ago, and I think members of their visiting team had COVID and weren't able to do the site visit. We did a Zoom visit with the senior commanders and the Air Force Secretary and others, and we are putting our best foot forward. We have a great proposal. We know that Space Command belongs right here in Colorado Springs, and we're really doing everything we can, working with Mayor Suthers, working with the business community to really make that case.
And finally, as we kind of wrap up our time with you, thank you so much again for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. We've got a legislative session at least set to gavel in here in a couple weeks and then maybe take a little bit of time off. But what are some of the big legislative efforts that you could see coming out of the Capitol for the full session this year?
Well, I think there's a lot of great work and a lot of great ideas on both sides of the aisle. Certainly, Republicans and Democrats know that we need to find a way to invest in our roads and infrastructure to keep up with the traffic and growth, do more on affordable housing, continue to support our schools, save people money on health care, I think, is highlighted even more as people focus on their health care. A lot of great ideas on saving money on prescription drugs. So we hope to help keep them focused on some of those big things and really have a very successful bipartisan session.
All right, Governor Jared Polis, thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to join us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and hopefully we'll speak to you again in the near future.
Thank you. Take care and be safe.
You as well. KRDO News Time is coming up on 5:44. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.